This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so the Houston Sports Awards last night. I would say the Astros very warmly received that were there. Jim Crane got Executive of the Year. Jose Altuve got Moment of the Year for his home run in Game 6. Alex Bregman was named Athlete of the Year in a town with a lot of really good athletes.
And apparently, just according to people I follow on Twitter, there was outrage all over the land, especially in New York and L.A., about the fact that a couple of Astros were honored for doing well in a year in which Major League Baseball investigated and found no wrongdoing or evidence of cheating.
Yeah.
Somehow, the Yankees, the Dodgers, people around the world, or at least the baseball world, are convinced that no matter what the Astros do, it's always going to be tinged by like 3 years from now, Jose Altuve will win the MVP, and people in their minds, in their memories, it'll be like, oh yeah, he cheated that year too.
So there were a lot of people backlashing on the Astros last night?
Apparently. I don't know how bad
it was. Where, on Twitter?
All I saw on Twitter were people talking about how angry everybody was elsewhere. And like various random people. I never know if that's genuine or not, because everybody's hypersensitive on Twitter. It's kind of like when you see that something's trending on Twitter and you try to look into it, and you realize, like, I think it's trending just because people are saying it's trending.
Yeah. And so, that's why I don't want to get, I don't want to get too worked up about people just using the collective noun people to say people are backlashing on Jose Altuve.
Is it everybody?
Yeah, right. Well, our friend James Palmer did that yesterday. We didn't point that out.
I know, I didn't. He did a little bit of that.
He did.
Everybody's saying.
People listen to the show enough to know that we've got it queued up. People know that we're friends with James. I think even when we brought James on, we'd be like, hey, that whole thing, you got Frank Clark worked up by just saying, everybody's saying this.
Yeah.
Let's refresh so people know what we're talking about.
After the Chiefs won their playoff
game. After the AFC Championship game. James Palmer had posted before the game some quotes from Frank Clark about Derrick Henry before the game. And they were quotes that I could see being used as bulletin board material for the Titans. As it turned out, if it was, it didn't work because the Chiefs destroyed the Titans in that game. Here is James Palmer with Frank Clark on the field using a sort of rile him up tactic that we were just talking about.
Past two games, each game, 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we wasn't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards, they call him the best rusher in the league, we're sending this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media saying, back.
They must not know who I am yet.
All right, take it down, Jonesy. Everybody on social media. You got a football player who's in this adrenaline-fueled euphoria, and you're like, and Frank Clark has a mean streak.
Yeah.
And you're like, everyone on social media. The only thing Frank Clark hears is everyone.
It's an effective tactic. A lot of people use it these days, especially
kudos
on
to
the
you,
internet.
James Palmer.
Because remember, every now and then we'll get somebody that'll tell us that everybody hates Ross Tucker. And we're like, please produce these people because I love Ross Tucker.
I do too.
We have Ross Tucker on every Friday, It's one of my favorite moments of the week. I would say I think Ross probably gets a 90% approval rating.
Yeah.
I think most people like him. There's 10% that don't like it. Every now and then I get agitated with him. I get angry at him, and he likes that. But when he comes in with some mass narrative about Houston teams or whatnot, I call him on it.
You do.
But that's the thing that also angers other people. So I get it. But you can't listen to Ross for 10 minutes, and I challenge you to listen to him talk about anything non-Houston and not fall in love with
him. That's right. He's a treasure. So that was just an example of sort of riling up backlash, and there were people who were probably looking at the Astros winning all these awards last night, going, "Oh, look at these cheaters taking home all the they were the cheaters were the best of the best in the city of Houston."
Dez pointed out on Twitter, one of our dear and longtime listeners. She showed Gritty, the Flyers mascot, banging an Astros trash can at the Flyers Penguins game.
Okay, so this is a hockey game.
Yeah.
A sport that Houston doesn't even have.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, between two Pennsylvania teams.
Yeah.
Neither city wronged by the Astros anywhere along the way. And Gritty, the Flyers mascot.
The mascot that is just it's supposed to be like what you're kind of maybe some of these suburbs 30 miles outside of Philadelphia,
yeah,
the like what the residents look like. That's what Gritty is supposed to be. That's the a lot of times people are like, what is Gritty anyway? You're like, oh, he's like one of those guys that you see.
That's
like,
what
yeah,
Philadelphia
like one of those guys you see at the
like?
Gas station, and
big,
yeah,
a big fat furry creature.
Kind of like the New Jersey suburbs of Philadelphia.
Oh, Southern
like when
Jersey.
You get into Jersey, but they still think they're Philly
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, what you see in your nightmares,
kind of yeah. Like or Harrisburg, like that's a
yeah.
Harrisburg road crew
Dude,
worker, or
Central
something.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's actually, what Gritty is.
That might be a real person from Central Pennsylvania. That's. Central Pennsylvania, underrated in its strangeness and deliverance-like qualities.
It's hard to tell the Amish from the non-Amish in some of those places.
It is. It yeah. absolutely is. So that's a hockey game.
The Amish
game
are the drunk ones, usually.
Yeah, they do.
It's true.
Amish like to party. That is a mascot at a hockey game in Pennsylvania banging on a trash can with an Astros logo on yeah. it to get the crowd riled up.
So you're going to hear from it.
So it's this just in. It's relevant.
It's going to be a running joke for a long time.
How do you think it's going to be on the road for the Astros? We know they're the opposing team. They're the road team. They're a good team. So they probably always get booed the way a garden variety road team that's good would.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it's going to be this year?
I think for one, yeah, they're going to get booed. It'll be interesting because the most vocal are also usually the most idiotic. The bullpen pitchers are going to get a ton of abuse, yeah. and they're the ones that had zero to do with it. Especially guys that are on the team now that weren't on the team in 2017 are going to get accused of being.
Poor Framber Valdez is sitting in yeah. the bullpen like, what did I do?
Yordan's gonna get his 20th home run. People are sign stealer,
cheater.
You only did it because you're stealing signs, not because you're a 265
right. He's
pound
like, I was
specimen.
15 when it happened. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that. I think what I worry most about for the people doing their jobs and how it's going to affect them, honestly, is Callis and Blummer. I think those guys, I think there are going to be a lot of people that station themselves underneath the broadcast booth and make a nuisance of themselves.
Interesting.
Which is kind of, it's going to be a pain in the butt for them.
Yeah.
I would imagine that they're going to have to deal with that all year long.
Blummer might yell back.
I know. You know what? The craziest, weirdest take that I've seen. Oh, I think I deleted it. That crazy guy. Oh, no. I put it in our show prep as for the topic. This, just this. David Wohl, okay. who I guess is apparently the father of Jacob Wohl, who is a guy that got pinched for doing some weird stuff politically. He tweeted this out to his 40,000 followers or so. I'd rather be a registered sex offender than a player on the Astros team. Disgusting cheaters and liars. Which begs the question, which sex crime would you commit if somebody tried to force you to be on the Astros?
Can you please list power ranking of sex crimes?
What exactly are you talking about? What the hell does that mean?
That dude caught a lot of heat for that on Twitter.
He's the kind of guy that
likes
getting
like
the
I
heat
guess
for
as
it.
Well he should, yeah. but you don't post something like that if you're not looking for people to come after you.
Yeah.
So I looked at him like, yeah, he's an idiot.
But the first thing I thought when he said that though too is like, okay, obviously you're exaggerating, I hope. But also There are half the guys on the Astros this year won't have been on the Astros in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel bad for them also.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all getting painted with the same brush.
Dave Hudgens, who's with Toronto now.
Okay.
Dave Hudgens, who was the hitting coach for the Astros for a long time. Remember, everybody wanted to fire him back in 2013 and 14 because apparently it was his fault that guys who can't hit baseballs couldn't hit baseballs.
Apparently it's his fault that Brian Bogusevic is the starting center fielder. Matt Dominguez is the starting third baseman.
How come you can't take this guy who hit 187 in the minors and turn him into a major league stud?
Fire the
hitting coach!
That's what we should have done yesterday when we're trying to feel better about Houston sports. Is just go back and look at the roster of the 2013 Astros. Like, I get it. They cheated,
yeah.
and there's some turmoil. They had to fire the manager and the GM. Let's just be happy that Brett Wallace isn't the first baseman anymore. Wallace is in his gigantic pants aren't the first baseman anymore.
What if we go back and do a deep dive and we do hear trash can banging? It's like, no! They screwed
all the way back to 2013.
They were screwing themselves out of the number one overall pick.
We don't tank here. No days off, man. No days off.
I would be angry if they were tub thumping in 2013 and hurting your chances of getting a number one overall pick.
Yes, yeah. It would have been detrimental.
So, but Dave Hudgens was pretty open as it goes, but mostly what he was saying was, look, we've always used video. We're going to use video. I'm going to try to get pitches and tips. It's the real time aspect of it. Yeah. It was so, and he kind of admitted to knowing about it without admitting to knowing about it, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. It just, he deferred to the investigation a few times, but the other relevant thing that Jim Crane said yesterday was that at some point there will be an apology from the players.
Okay, yeah. We had him on the show for about 5 or 6 minutes, and at the very beginning of him talking to us, he apologized on behalf of the team, and that was something that I had heard a lot of national people complaining about. Like, boy, Jim Crane didn't even apologize in his press conference, which I didn't know. I didn't go back and watch it to see if that was true or not. But he, at the very beginning of our interview with him yesterday, he's like, we apologize once again to our fans and our sponsors. And so that was good. He was one of a handful of interviews, rapid fire, that we had at the end of the show yesterday.
And then in some of the other comments, he had said that, look, the whole team hasn't been together. Everybody's off wherever they are. At spring training, when we can get everybody together, there's going to be some kind of a statement issued. Yeah. And it is, I give them a pass on that. I understand why people aren't inclined to, but it's whenever there's an investigation like this and you're expected to give, as a player, every single player that talks is also going to be, by effect, speaking for everybody else on the team. That's a weighty thing that you got to be sure you get just right.
Especially when it's Bregman and Altuve, who are two leaders on the team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.